In our first week of owning chickens 4 years ago, Helen stopped by to see the quaintness of the operation with her own eyes. I show the coop to any visitor who expresses interest in the chickens. Helen is an exception. She is my friend and thus shows an interest in my life. She does not otherwise care about the chickens. Her visit took place in the brief interval before the grime of chickens had been established. The paint was fresh, the mice had not yet located the stockpile of various grains, and our garden had begun to sprout fairy greens and delicate purple stems of a plant whose identity I never confirmed. Helen's questions were predictable, but my limited knowledge of chickens did not include the predictable questions or the answers to them. "Do the chickens know their names?" she had asked. The chickens have never answered to a particular name, but answer to any upbeat tone, names included, hoping for whatever treat may accompany the sound. "Do the chickens like to be pet?" She took a step back to indicate the question was not a request. "Are they upset when you take away their eggs?" I didn't know the answers to any of these questions. "Has a chicken ever laid an egg in your hand?" she asked. "No," I said. "And still, a chicken has never laid an egg in my hand." I had not yet collected the eggs from early morning. Two brown eggs lay in a bowl of spun straw, one fair like milk tea, the other dark and a bit orange. At the time, I did not know which chickens laid which eggs. "Here." I placed the fair egg, which was also the smaller of the two, in Helen's palm. Her fingers did not soften to the shape. "What should I do?" she asked. "Cook it. Eat it," I said. "I mean now, what should I do now?" She did not hold the egg, but allowed the egg to rest on her flat hand, was only tolerating the egg for, I suppose, my benefit. The egg was not especially clean. The cleaner an egg looks, the more likely a visitor will accept the egg with grace and hold it in a manner befitting an egg, a force equal but opposite to the weight of the egg applied by a cupped hand, creating perfect balance and suspension in midair. "Is it cooked?" she asked. "It's warm." She had seen me retrieve the egg from the straw. The straw worried down and out and up at the sides in the precise counter shape of a nesting chicken, a bed of straw so primitive as to predate fire, and yet she wondered out loud. "It's fresh," I said. "It's warm because it's fresh." "Has an egg ever hatched in your hand?"